calling this special meeting to order for the purpose of considering resolution R-17-14 to allow the sale of alcoholic beverages before noon on Sundays at licensed premises, and to consider amending Chapter 3 alcoholic beverages to a new section. This is Chapter 3 of our ordinances?
Yes.
Okay. By amending Chapter 3 in our ordinances, alcoholic beverages, to add a new section 3-4 regulating hours of certain alcohol sales within the town limits. Notice of a special meeting was posted on the Town Hall Bulletin Board and Town website on July 19, 2017 at 1:30 p.m. and required notification given in accordance with North Carolina General Statute 1430-318.12. Okay, do I hear any discussion from any of our council members?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
David, do you have anything to say? You want to say?
So I'm just interested. I noticed, at least in my town email, although on Facebook, all the hoopla, I only got one person that contacted council on this issue. Did anybody else get any contacts at all?
I had about 30.
I had several. We also have a sheet of paper in front of us that has 28 in favor and 2 neutral.
And I have 3.
I've received nothing.
And I have 3 more verbals that are in favor.
Now, I don't know how those went out. I don't know if those were random surveys inputs or whatever.
They weren't random surveys. I sent emails to everybody on my Curie Beach email list.
On your email list.
Well,
okay.
One of my 2 Curie Beach email list.
Okay. The only point that I would make here is I think that this has to do with more than just the sale of alcohol for 2 extra hours. We can sell alcohol for 150 hours already. It does have something to do with the time of the day, the place, and the activity. From my perspective, our small town of 2,200, that grows to 10,000 in season.
We don't know what it grows to in season.
Okay, 9,800, whatever you think it might be. It grows to more than it is today. And in our downtown one stoplight, we have our business district. In that business district, we have within 3 blocks on either side of that light, 6 hotels. Many of our rentals, our oceanfront rentals, we have access to the beach, access to the pool, access to the oceanfront park. We have traffic from Fort Fisher. We have traffic from the aquarium. We have traffic for the ferry. And within 3 blocks, we have 2 churches that during that period of time have people coming in and going out. I just think with all that activity, to add potential alcohol traffic to that, I'm not sure that's a smart thing to do. So I love our downtown businesses, but I think location time is a problem.
I get what you're saying, but would you want them to go to Carolina Beach and have that and then drive back down Curie Beach? And since we didn't have a village, would you rather them walk to these restaurants to do that?
Well, they have a different arrangement down there. Much larger district. In our small district, I'm concerned. That's all I'm saying is I'm concerned.
Okay. What about all those same people drinking in those only two locations? You got that, right?
Yeah.
2 locations.
Yeah.
Starting from noon until midnight, probably for both of them.
I don't think any of the churches
7 days a week.
I don't. Well, yes,
churches
they do.
Have choir practice. Sure. Churches have Sunday school meetings, youth meetings.
You don't have what you don't have.
Lutheran Church down here has the retreat that has people in it all summer long, meeting there all day.
What you don't have is you don't have the dance.
Mayor?
I'll finish one point, Jim, if I may, and then I'm happy to step aside. What we don't have is we don't have the Sunday dance of all the rental turnover. Just my view.
No, we have
a Friday evening one. It's just my view.
We have a Thursday afternoon one. We have a Saturday morning one.
So, Madam Mayor.
Yeah.
May I speak? So, I would say that the vote that we took Tuesday night and the vote we're getting ready to take will represent fairly and honestly the majority of the town without trying to influence each other on what we should vote. I think the fact is that in the town, this is probably 60-40 on where it is. And I think when the vote plays out and we pass, 60-40 represents what the citizens probably reasonably expect from their representatives. So I make a motion that we take a vote, knowing that now that we've met the requirements of the state legislature, a majority will rule on this issue.
Okay. Anybody want to second David's motion?
I second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay.
No.
So, wait a minute. David only made a motion that we have a vote. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do I hear any other motion?
I make a motion we adopt Resolution R-1714 to allow sale of alcoholic beverages before noon on Sundays at licensed premises. Do I need to read all that, Nancy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't make the right motion. Good job, Joe.
I need a second. Jim?
I'll second that.
Jim seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
Okay, the motion passes 3-2. The reason why I stopped you from making the second, David, Nancy Hewitt will talk to you when you get back. She has some concern about people making motions who oppose the issue. You'll have to take that up with her. Okay?
That's fine.
All right.
I'm fine with the motion, sort of.
Any other discussion or comments?
No. Put this behind us.
Can
we
all
continue
of you
the meeting to 10 a.m.?
No, this is a separate meeting.
Okay,
I move we adjourn, Madam Mayor.
A second.
Well, before we vote on it, I think we should all meet at Big Daddy's on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Okay. All those in favor of adjourning the meeting?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
It passes. We're adjourned.